Good morning, 194 on the Playhouse. I'm Zero. That's Joel Deep filling in for Amy the next couple of days as we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ. Man, if this totally random question applies to you, I am so jealous because this is a fantasy of mine. Today's TRQ is, has anyone ever actually been at a wedding where someone objected? You see it in movies and TV shows, and that is like a stereotypical thing that they just kind of weave into the ceremony. But man, can you imagine actually seeing that? I've never seen that. I would prefer that's not at, like, I'm glad it didn't happen at like our wedding, but I would love to see it at somebody else's as a guest. That'd be fun.
Just to happen, just like, is this real life movie? Is this the Truman Show? Is this fake?
So it would obviously take a different level if it was your wedding, you're the one getting married. But boy, imagine wanting to get some popcorn if you're sitting there and you're watching, because all weddings are boring, right? You're not happy to be there unless it's yours. You're just sitting there like, okay, when do we get to the cake? When do we get to the reception? The ceremony sucks. I want the cake. And then all of a sudden, they're like, and if anybody thinks that this man and woman shouldn't get married, I object. Oh, I'd be so happy.
I mean, I would love it. But now you also have me wondering, too, like, if that's going to happen, I want the cake so I can watch it with the show.
Do we still get cake?
Why don't we serve cake during the actual service?
So I'm guessing you've never seen this happen before.
I've never seen it,
before.
But I would love to. I mean, I want to see it eat my cake, too, at the same time.
Have the failure of your wedding and see, too. Granted, I mean, what happens then? Does that person just leave? Do they go up and try to steal one of the bride or the groom? Or how does that play out?
I don't. It's got to be the most random thing ever if it's ever happened. Like, the story is got to be crazy.
If you've actually ever witnessed that, 237, it's text 3527 on the TRQ today. It's Playhouse in the morning, 194, the number one hit music station, Zero, and Joel DeFillin for Amy Kay the next couple of days as we're currently in the totally random question. Has anyone ever actually been at a wedding where somebody has objected? You see it in TV shows, you see it in movies. You may be like partly scared if you're out there getting married and they say, if anyone objects to this, you're like, oh God, please don't show up any of my exes from college. But does it ever actually happen? Have you seen this happen?
The grandma of the groom yelled out, there's still time to get out. Divorce will cost you more. It was pretty awkward, but hilarious.
Was she actually suggesting this, or was she just kind of being funny?
I think she was serious.
Okay, because I can see that either way. Did people laugh as if it was a joke?
Some people were like chuckling, but like really like, oh, did she just say that? Like, it was mixed emotions.
What was the reaction from the groom and the bride?
Well, like, if looks could kill, the way the bride was looking at the grandma, like, it looks like lasers were just shooting out. Like, she just wanted to kill her.
Well, and then the million-dollar question. Did this relationship survive?
Oh, yeah, they're still together. But I think the grandma still doesn't like her.
That's the way to do it, though. And grandma doesn't care anymore, right? She's on borrowed time at these times. You know, she just speaks what she's thinking. This is the way to do it where people think that maybe you're joking, though. It's sly.
I mean, just to be able to have that, like, that funny moment, too, and then be like, oh, remember when grandma said this? I had an auntie, rest in peace, Auntie Marilyn. She did not care. She would have been that person that'd be like, get out now, run. Joel's crazy if I ever got married. Like, I could see her being that person and objecting if that moment ever came up.
I got a car waiting outside.
You better run down.
I'll get you out of there. Are we seeing some people like, yep, I've seen this before?
I figured this was going to pop up, but somebody said, yeah, it actually happened at a friend's wedding. It was the bride's ex-boyfriend showed up, but luckily it was all sorted out calmly, but it probably could have gone bad. Yeah, there's always that one crazy ex. I knew there was going to be a story like that popping up.
You got one of these instances where, somebody actually objected at the wedding. 237, it's text 35270. Hi, you seen this?
I was with a friend of a friend. Or I was with a friend, and it was his buddy's wedding. And so we sat in the back, and the ceremony was beautiful. And then we get to the objection, and this guy, we're sitting far in the back, and this guy in the middle, he stands up, and he starts screaming, like, I still love you. It should have been me. And he never actually said the words, like, I object. But he was, like, screaming at this bride, being like, I still love you. And needless to say, we didn't go to the reception.
So, like, what happens?
He just kind of called security over and was like, we're just going to move on and we'll talk about it later.
I maintain I'd love to see this. I would really like to see this. It'd be so uncomfortable in the moment, but I'd love to see it.
Yeah, it was bad.
Well, if you think this could happen at your wedding, please invite me. And I'm just going to put that out as just a broad request to the Playhouse family. If you suspect that you have any jealous ex-boyfriends or girlfriends that might go Looney Tunes or relatives that hate your significant other, I'll be there. Now, once we get past that point, I'm going to get up and politely walk out because that's all I want to see.
That's all I came here for.
Nobody objects. I'll give it 30 seconds, and then I'll stand up and leave, but I'll wait just long enough so you don't think I'm objecting to your wedding. And then once it's moved on, then I'm going to go.
And then are you going to get a better seat for the cake? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I'm just going to go home.
Oh, okay.
I'll buy my own cake.
Just came for the show?
I got my own cake. You got one of these instances where you actually saw somebody object. 237, it's for the Playhouse.
Slightly more entertaining than a musical car horn. You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. And the totally random question this morning, have you ever actually witnessed somebody object at a wedding before? Have you seen this? Was it you?
So it was at my mom's, and I didn't really like my stepdad. And so I didn't say it like out loud, but I said I object.
You did it yourself at the wedding?
Yeah.
That's pretty ballsy.
I know.
How'd that end up going over? Did the wedding get canceled and it just got thrown aside, or?
No, the wedding kept on going.
So you have a stepdad, essentially, is what it is.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure he sucks.
I mean, my mom's visiting right now, so.
What's up, Mom? How's it going? Does he suck?
Monday morning.
Oh, it's the best. So, Mom, what did you do, Mom? What did you do when she said no?
Just rolled my eyes and told her to shut up.
You know, this took a turn.
I was not expecting that to happen. That's awesome, though. Well, you know what? It probably worked out in the best way.
Yes. Everybody's happy now.
I'm glad everybody's happy. Thank you.
Everybody's happy now. You know what?
Have a good day. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Bye. You too.
Right. Yeah, I mean, here's the deal, too. The stepdad, he probably realized it, and he knew he had to step up the game right after that happened.
That moment tends to let you know that.
It's the mom's right here. Okay. What's up, Mom?
Hi, Mom. Has anyone ever actually been at a wedding where someone objected? 237. We've seen a couple text into 35270.
Yeah, somebody said they did witness it once, and it was like a scene out of a movie. The bride's brother objected, citing some sort of obscure family drama, and it was really awkward to say the least. And then somebody else saying, yes, believe it or not, at my cousin's wedding, the groom's best friend stood up during the speak now or forever, hold your peace moment, and turned out to be a prank. But then definitely it got everybody's heart racing when it actually happened.
You're at a wedding. Somebody actually objects. What happened? 237. It's Text Playhouse 35270.
The number one hit music station. Y94.
Playhouse, Y94, been doing the totally random question this morning of, have you ever actually been to a wedding where somebody has objected? And, well, how did that go over? Any final text on that one, Joel D?
Somebody said they haven't seen it firsthand, but they said their coworker claims that it happened at their sister's wedding. The guy who objected turned it out to be the bride's long-lost cousin or something. It was crazy stuff from the story she told. I need more information. Like, what was the long-lost cousin crushing on the... cousin?
It sounds like a little bit incest. It does, yeah.
Are y'all from down south that way towards Mississippi, or what's up?
All the way down in South Dakota.
Hey, now. Where? South Dakotans, we're normal down that way.
The incest runs rampant, you
not
see.
Not even.
Hello, objection in a wedding. You seen it?
Yeah, so we were having this this little backyard wedding, and they were saying, they asked if, like, anyone objects to this marriage. If not, please hold your peace, or whatever the line is. And so almost on cue, their dog that they used as a ring bearer immediately barked. It was hilarious.
So the dog lost his mind and everybody's like, wait a second.
Yeah, no, their dog barked. It was all like, and it was right on time too, as if like the dog was making an objection to the wedding. It was funny.
That makes you wonder, like, did that dog kind of know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what goes through a dog's brain. And I don't know what was going through that dog's brain at that moment, but it was hilarious and perfectly timed.
Are they still together? They got married and everything?
Yeah, they're still together.
The dog's still there?
The dog's with them.
Okay. I thought maybe somebody didn't survive this.
So maybe the dog knew this. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a baby, however the rest of it goes. And the dog knows that the baby's coming, and then guess what happens to the dog?
Isn't it just a baby in a baby carriage?
Is that what it is? I forgot the line.
Yeah.
I was close. I was there, Zero.
It was the word carriage that seemed to get
you. Yeah, that was the part. I couldn't remember if it was a carriage. Is that even a thing anymore? Carriage. I don't know.
Hey, stroller.
Poor dog. That's all I got to say. The dog knows.
Coming up next.
Hey, not too far off in the Playhouse, around a textual healing. A member of the Playhouse family wondering what you think about something he's dealing with today.
The Morning Playhouse.